Okay, this Wednesday, April 18th, 2018, at 7:09 p.m., I call to order the KPFT Local Station Board adjourned meeting from April 11th, 2018. I'm calling us to order. Is there any staff recognition? Okay, we'll continue with the roll call.
Adriana Casanet.
Present.
Joe Crozier.
Here.
Joseph Davis.
Here.
Elaine Duncan.
Here.
Anissa Faruqi.
Here.
Rhonda Garner.
She's here.
She was outside a minute ago.
My marker is present.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Robert Gartner. Wally James. Okay. Jim Krafka. Glenn Lark. Adrian LaViolette.
Here.
Mike Lewis.
Here.
Jerry Lynch. PK McCary.
I'm here.
You hear?
Robert Gartner just walked in.
PK resigned.
Matthew Moore.
Here.
Take that.
Susie Moreno.
Here.
Rick Potoff.
Here.
Georgia Provost.
I'm here.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Deb Shafto.
Here.
Casey Sinclair.
Here.
Cliff Smith. Rita Washington. Ted Weistall here. Venetia Williams. Larry Winters.
Georgia Provost and Rita Washington requested excused absences before 4 o'clock and they are eligible.
We move to excuse all eligible absences.
I second.
Are there any objections?
Wally also said he had made other plans before the meeting last week where the continuation meeting was set.
I didn't get a request for excused absence.
Okay.
We can look back at the record and check it. But he's also, according to my records, not eligible for one, so we would have to suspend the standing rules in order to do that anyway.
I would like to so move. He has a legitimate, his mother is dying. If that is an important enough cause, then shame on y'all.
So let me clarify. You're moving to suspend the standing and special rule.
Yes.
I second the motion.
Is there an objection?
I object.
Is this a debatable motion?
No, let's just vote.
I think everybody agrees.
Okay, so it needs a 2/3 vote. I'll do a counted hand vote. So all those in favor of suspending the standing and special rules, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4. It does not pass. So we're not suspending the rules. I'd like to entertain the motion to accept the resignation of PK McCary and immediately fill her seat with the next willing candidate from the election list, who is Nancy Saibara Naratomi.
She's on her way.
Stuck
in traffic.
Is there a second?
I thought it was Georgia Provost.
No, she's probably
I'm
looking
sorry.
For
I thought it was Georgia Provost.
Second. Georgia's already been seated. She replaced Nick at the last meeting.
Oh, okay.
Is there a second? Is there an objection? Okay. I will welcome Nancy and then when she arrives. I'm afraid did we approve Rita and, or was there a motion to approve? Yeah, there's a second and no objection to that motion. So Rita and Georgia are excused. Okay. A few announcements. Public welcome over to my left, your right, I guess, is the public comment sign up. It's orange. If you want to write your name on there before 8, that's when public comment will happen from 8 to 8:30. There are also a few green copies of the agenda. I'm sorry there aren't more. My printer ran out of ink. So pass them around or ask board members for some. There are probably some extras since we're a small group tonight. I wanted to give a little, a few reminders to us based on the last meeting. You know, I'm learning every month in this role, and I hope we're all learning as a group too. And there were some trends at the last meeting that I wanted to address. Several times when people spoke during the debate, they spoke about how they wanted to change a motion or that a motion was out of order. The official way to do that, if you want to actually take action on that concern, is to either raise a point of order if you think something is out of order, or to move to amend the motion. So just talking about it doesn't actually do it. So if you'd like to take power and change something that happens, then use those tools to your advantage, because we're all responsible for what happens in these meetings. Along those lines, there were many moments at the last meeting where people were out of order because they were speaking when it wasn't their turn to speak. So I just wanted to remind us that there's a process for that, and the process I'm going to follow is the one in Robert's Rules where you get a warning the first time you're out of order, then you can be called to order 3 times, then I'll give the person an opportunity to apologize and correct their behavior, and if not, I'll entertain a motion for a consequence. And I'm going to try to be very consistent with that and keep a record so that it's fair for everyone. You can help me, one, by staying in order yourself, and also by calling points of order if I'm missing something that you think needs to be called to order. Please help me. I think that's it.
Point of order?
Yes.
The motion in executive session last time regarding the pool of candidates was out of order for the standing rule.
Point of order?
For standing committee.
This is not an executive session.
It doesn't matter. He's not going to say anything. It's not an executive session.
May I just please allow me to finish?
Don't refer to the motion again in that way.
Of course. All right. The one that establishes a pool. It was out of order for the standing rule, section 4, standing committees that establishes a management selection review committee. Since this committee has been meeting regularly, this matter should be referred to the MSRC. It's the MSRC's job to vet candidates, look at qualifications, resumes, and applications, and report back to the LSB so that it can make an informed decision from a list of qualified applicants.
Can you make your reference
again? Standing rule, section 4, standing committees.
What article? It's Article 3, Section 4. You can all turn to it in your red folders if you want to follow along with my learning process.
I'm sorry, Article 3? Section?
Article 3, Section 4.
It's just the establishment of standing committees.
Yeah, I'm not going to support your point of order. What's the formal way to say that? I'm not going to sustain your point of order because there's nothing here that refers to the process, the hiring process. It has the meetings here, but if you look at the bylaws, the LSB is given the right to do what we did at the last
meeting. If I can be allowed to expand a little bit, the bylaws state that to come up with what we came up with, that the LSB may assign a subcommittee to do such a thing, and our standing rules establish such subcommittee, therefore it should be there.
Well,
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, I do.
It's obvious that we are talking in some terms. We cannot even speak clearly about what we are talking. This shows clearly that it's out of order. This is executive session, and we should talk in executive session. We cannot even mention what he's referring to.
I agree, difficult. Here's what I'm going to propose. We have some minutes to approve that are from executive session. If you look at our agenda, Roman numeral 5, item F, can we discuss this after that?
Yes.
Is that okay with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
And at that point, we'll move into executive session for item F, and then we'll address this point of order. Is that okay with everyone? Okay. The agenda, we're on agenda approval. The agenda from last meeting is basically it. It's an adjourned meeting. I crossed off the 2 minutes that we approved. I added the motion that Rick added at our last meeting during agenda approval just so we would have the text of it. And then I added the 2 April meeting minutes to be approved if we so choose to do that, given that the time frame is shorter. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
I make the motion to approve agenda.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Adriana.
Madam Chair, in reality, when it's a continuation meeting, we don't need to approve an agenda because the agenda is the same one. The only thing that we need to approve is we add something. The agenda, that is a continuation meeting, the same agenda.
I did add 2 things, though, I guess.
Well, you can approve those 2 things with the majority, with 2/3, unless you do it.
Okay.
But require 2/3.
To add those 2 items?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's continuation.
That's true. Okay. Ted?
I only have the minutes for the April meeting, C and D, December and March. Unless someone can correct me and inform me that we have copies of those, I would like to.
I put March in everyone's folders. I saved them from last week.
Okay, then it would be the December one, unless.
December's were emailed to us. And I emailed them with the materials for the meeting last week.
As long as we can approve it,
okay.
I'm fine with that.
Rick?
Yeah, I move that we approve the minutes.
Wait, we're on agenda approval still. But I'm glad you're ready for business. Are there any objections to approving this agenda? Great. Okay, so now we're moving to minutes approval. The first ones on the list are the December minutes. They were written by P.K. McCary, and they were postponed from our March meeting because P.K. had some revisions to make. She made them, and then she sent them to us.
I move to approve the December 13 minutes.
Thank you. I was told at the last meeting we don't do that, that I just say, are there any corrections? Okay. Is that the correct process? Okay. Are there any corrections to the December minutes? Okay, the minutes for December are approved. Thank you, PK, for writing them. We're moving on to the March minutes. There's at least one copy in all the red folders. I saved what I could from our last meeting. There might not be one for every person.
I have 2 here.
Okay. Ted also sent them out, and they were in my email with the meeting materials at the last meeting. Are there any corrections to the March LSC minutes? Adriana?
Yeah, I think that I see that at the end doesn't say who wrote the minutes.
Pardon?
Who was the
Okay, so the author was, it was Ted, but we need that on the minutes.
Oh.
Is this last month? I mean, last month that you just said?
No, these are March. It's in the order. This is the one, the meeting that Rita led.
Some people took them out like I did. So she said a while ago, not every folder may have.
Every folder has one copy.
Yes.
But you have to share. I'm sorry. I was trying not to redo the whole process the second week of it. Are there any other corrections to these minutes?
A question. And did you add whoever took the minutes? I still wasn't clear who that was.
Yeah, Ted. And just for your, everybody knows, on the agendas, I always put the initials of the people who wrote the minutes next to the minutes we're approving. But I agree, it should be on the document.
Didn't we already approve them?
They were not approved. They were sent out as draft and proposed minutes. So you've seen them a couple times.
Didn't we approve some minutes last week?
Yes, last meeting we approved September, and we dealt with the November meeting.
The ones that are on the current agenda that are crossed
yes.
out.
Are there any corrections to the March minutes? Okay, these minutes are approved. Now, Ted's quick at writing his minutes, and so we have minutes for our meeting last week. These minutes, our standing rule says that the minutes should be sent within 12 days of a meeting, and then those should be draft minutes, then we should give feedback, and then proposed minutes should be sent a few days before the meeting so that we have time to review them and send corrections. So in order to approve these minutes now, and correct me if I'm wrong, we have to suspend our standing and special rules. Is that correct, Joseph?
Suppose we would.
Okay.
I was actually going to make the motion.
Okay.
I just move that we postpone the approval of the April minutes until the next regular meeting so that the secretary has time to complete them.
I second.
Is there a second? Is there an objection to that?
I object. They're done. Under completion, unless somebody here has
we haven't read them.
Corrections in the
point
standard.
Of order.
And
point of order. There were last minute offerings on that I read today. I don't know whether Ted has incorporated those.
Okay, so let's take a. Bill, did you have something?
Well, yeah, I was just going to say there were several of us that submitted corrections today. We just got them this morning, so.
Ted.
As has been stated by the previous secretary, Deb Shafto, many times, if other corrections need to be added, even after they are approved. Any future corrections can be added to the document. But I think it's useful to people throughout the Pacifica network to be able to see where we are at and that we'd be able to post these at KPFTX effective tomorrow morning.
I think we can go to a vote. Is that okay? So the motion on the floor is Joseph's to postpone the approval of items E and F, the two April minutes, to our next meeting, which would be our normal process if we didn't have this adjourned meeting. Yes.
So that Ted can make the corrections, correct?
Yes, and so that people have more time to read and give feedback. And again, the process will be, he submitted this draft, he will make revisions and then send proposed minutes, and then once again you can send revisions so that we don't have to do a lot of revisions within a meeting is the goal of the process, I assume. So all those in favor of postponing the approval of these minutes, please raise your hand. Let's take some majority vote. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It passes. I'll move these to our next agenda. But thank you, Ted, for being so fast with me. So here is where we were going to move into executive session to discuss the point of order. Is this still where we want to do it in the meeting? That makes sense. Okay.
Yes.
Yes, at 8. It's 7:30 right now.
Well, maybe we should ask the public, but I would really hate to ask the public to go outside for all, have them come back in. Wait, could we just do some regular public business until we get to public comment?
Are there any objections to waiting until 8:30 to address the point of order that was raised at the beginning of the meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
The public comment isn't until 8 anyway, so they're still going to have to wait, but either way.
We've already talked about it.
Okay. So, public, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to ask you to leave until we address this point of order. We'll do it as quickly as we can, and then we'll call you back in. We'll definitely call you back in by 8, because that's when our public comment has to happen. There's a cafe out there.
Let me explain what the... I think that this is totally out of order, because the only reason that we can go to executive session, Madam Chair, it's open session.
She has the floor.
Thank you. In order to have an executive session that you didn't before post there, you need to have an emergency. I want to know which is the emergency to make the public going out, because somebody wants to discuss something that happened in executive session when we don't have an executive session and we don't have any minutes.
Adriana, what does it say that we have to have an emergency to go into an executive session?
You need to post.
It has to be posted.
That is part of the rules. If you have an executive session, you need to post it. Or having, if you don't have the 7 days, you need to have a reason that is an emergency. Obviously, if something happened and you don't have 7 days, something emergency happened and you need to go, that is a session.
So last week when we voted to go to executive session?
Yes.
That was an emergency?
Well, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
We have the problem there.
You're out of order. That's a warning.
Given the email that you sent out today, there is a time limit. I think that constitutes that we do need to discuss this immediately.
I agree.